This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, a book about rock and roll photography. But first, an advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration has been considering a difficult question, whether the relative risks of antidepressant drugs, called SSRIs, outweigh the benefits of using them for children and teenagers. SSRIs are drugs like Prozac, Zoloft, and Celexa. The committee recommended yesterday that the FDA issue strong warnings to doctors and patients about these medications. NPR's Joanne Silberner is with us to talk about the recommendation and why the drugs are widely prescribed for children without the endorsement of the FDA. Joanne, how many American youngsters get these drugs?
Millions. Exactly how many million isn't clear. Doctors write 11 million prescriptions a year, but of course you get more than one prescription a year when you're on a drug. Now, only one of these drugs, only one of the nine SSRIs, is approved for use in kids, and that's Prozac.
At present, the FDA is saying only one has been approved. I'm not saying don't prescribe them, but only one has been approved, yes.
Well, only one has their endorsement. And once a drug is on the market for any purpose, doctors can write a prescription for it, and they don't have to justify themselves to the FDA.
So it's out there, and they can do it, and they can prescribe it, and they have been. What's been the safety record, and especially the effectiveness record for treating depression with youngsters?
Companies went out and did trials a few years ago in children after they'd marketed to adults for years because they got some special financial incentives from Congress. And in these trials, 12 of 15 of the trials really didn't show much of an effect. Three did with Prozac and Celexa. I think what's encouraged some prescribing physicians is a study that came out in August of Prozac, and it showed a pretty dramatic effect that 71% of kids with major depression did improve with Prozac plus talk therapy. About 61% improved on talk therapy alone, and only 35% improved on the sugar pill. So it's still controversial, but that test seems to be bringing people back around to thinking that, you know, maybe there's something there. And there's another factor at work here, and that is that doctors are used to prescribing drugs for children and teenagers that haven't been tested in them, that have been only tested in adults. They've just been giving them lower doses and hoping that they work. It's only recently that drug companies have started testing a lot of these drugs in children.
Joanne, remind us why doctors think that these drugs might work in children.
Well, they started trying these drugs because the older drugs weren't working, and a lot of clinicians say, you know, we see a positive effect. Some drugs work in some children, and they're desperate to do something because depression really is a very serious disease. It in itself can lead to suicide. According to David Fassler of the University of Vermont, half of all children with depression attempt suicide, and 7% of them complete it. They do kill themselves. So when a doctor is faced with a child with depression, he or she really wants to do something. They've tried these drugs, and they say, gee, there may be something here. There's another indication or another suggestion that these drugs might work in that the overall rate of suicide in teenagers and children is down. It's not proof, but it's a suggestion.
What about the trials, though, Joanne, that show no effect from these drugs?
You know, again, clinicians say, well, we see it work in one child and not another, or, you know, we'll try one drug and have to switch to another. The adult studies, even for drugs like Prozac, a lot of them came out showing no effect, and yet, you know, these drugs are widely used, and clinicians really seem to believe that they work.
And how safe are they? That's the big question here, right?
The crucial question. That's a hard thing to count because the trials that were submitted to the Food and Drug Administration for consideration, there were about a little bit more than 4,000 children and teenagers in those trials. There were no suicides. It's, you know, presumably if there is an effect, you'd see it only with many thousands more children. So there were no suicides. They counted something called suicidal ideation, suicidal thoughts, and they counted suicidal behaviors, you know, failed attempts or threatened attempts. And they did see an almost doubling of that. Now, how does that relate to suicide? No one really knows. Do these drugs prevent other suicides? No one knows.
Let's go back to the recommendations. What did the committee say that the FDA is going to have to take into consideration here?
What the committee wants the FDA to do is there's a drug information packet that goes to physicians, and sometimes you get it yourself. It's that tiny type, the folded up piece of paper. They want right at the top there, in a box framed in black, a warning that tells doctors and the patients who happen to read this that the safety and effectiveness of these drugs aren't clear, and there is a possible increased risk of suicidal thoughts, and patients should be very closely monitored. They want that. They also want a medical education guide that pharmacies would supply once people go to pick up these drugs at the pharmacy.
Thanks, Joanne. NPR's Joanne Solberner talking with us from Washington.